I'm Larisha Harris. The time has come for the country's top high school basketball players to gather for the 2018 McDonald's All-American Games. Four players, two girls, two guys, all representing the state of Georgia. Three of those players hailing from the Atlanta metro area. Olivia Nelson Adota is from Winderboro High School and spoke with me during Media Day Tuesday about her experience participating in the slam dunk competition at the Powerade Jam Fest.
That was incredible. I've been practicing dunking, and that's something I've been wanting to add to my game. And so I just went out there thinking, just do your best and just to compete. And so, no matter what the outcome, I was just happy to be there.
I mean, your first round. You got all 10.
First round. So that was just one of the dunks I've been practicing for a while, and I just went out there and, it happened to go down the first time, and so that was really cool.
Now, you being, of course, from around this area representing, Atlanta, how does that feel for you going into tomorrow's game?
It's a great feeling. I mean, I have a lot of supporters coming from my school and my family and coaches, and so it's great to have them there and just people in the area able to come out and see me play.
Now, being a UConn recruit and watching what UConn is doing, going to the Final Four 11 years in a row, I mean, is that exciting for you?
Yes, it's incredible. That's my future team. And so just watching them, play their game and, continue through the tournament, it's great just to see how they play together and just, how the coaches coach and everything like that. So, it's really cool to watch them play.
What is your game plan going into tomorrow?
I think I would take it serious, but also I throw in some fun. I mean, it's an all-star game, and so I'm just here to, compete and also just show what I can do and, play with my teammates.
Can we expect another dunk tomorrow?
Maybe, hopefully, yeah. That's something I was actually thinking about, so who knows? I would think so. At least I would try, yeah.
With this game, once it's over, it's basically like high school is done for you. Is that like a bittersweet moment?
It kind of is. I mean, for 4 years, I've been playing with the same team. And so just finishing the season up and just finishing the school year, it's kind of bittersweet, like what you said. But it's also, I'm looking forward to the next chapter in my life. And so I'm really excited about that.
Jenna Brown is from the Lovett School. And she told me pure joy, almost like sensory overload, is what she felt after realizing she'd be participating in the 2018 McDonald's All-American Game.
I just couldn't stop smiling. I really, I remember it was like after school for me. And so I put Watch ESPN up on my laptop and I'm just watching it. I saw my name on the screen, like nobody knew what I was doing around me. I didn't tell anybody. I was just kind of sitting there and I just was like, I couldn't stop smiling. Like it was crazy. It was just like kind of a dream come true because I've been watching this game for so long. And just, you think like that's so out of reach, especially at a young age, but like to just even being here is just surreal. So it was really cool. Like every experience is new, exciting. Just getting to practice with some of the best players in the country has been really fun. A lot of them are my friends. So it's been a really crazy week. It's been a lot of fun. So
going into this game, first off, you're representing Atlanta. I mean, you're playing here in Atlanta. The first time this game has been back here in a while. Is that exciting knowing that you're going to have a lot of support here watching you?
Yeah. It was really exciting. When I heard about that this year in high school, I was just like, I got to make this team this year. I got to make this because, Atlanta's a great city and I'm really happy it's getting some recognition. A lot of my friends and teachers are emailing me like, I'm coming to the game. So, it's cool. Like a lot of people I didn't expect to be coming out are going to be coming out. So it's gonna be cool. Well, I mean, I don't really think about things like that when I'm playing. I'm just thinking about the game. You know what I mean? So, yeah, exactly. I think it's probably more nerve-wracking to have an evaluator out there than your teacher. You know what I mean? So I'm not worried about it. I'm good.
Your game plan tomorrow, is it strictly fun or is it, you're taking this as a real game, competition? How are you attacking this?
We want to get a win for the East team. So whatever I need to do to get that win, I'm going to be doing. Obviously, you want to have fun, showcase your skills. But at the end of the day, we want to get the dub. So definitely just a blessing to be here because it's kind of like, kind of closing the door in one part of my life and opening it, I feel like, to another. But I feel like there's really no better way to do it. You know what I mean? So definitely just a blessing to be here.
Nelson Adota and Brown will represent the East. Both girls will continue playing on the collegiate level. Nelson Adota has committed to Connecticut, while Brown will attend Stanford. I'm Larisha Harris reporting.